Moments. Moments. Time to think. Time of despair. Happy times. And when I look back, I don't see as much happiness, love and respect, dignity, care for your fellow human being. So I'd like to start by saying, ladies and gentlemen, young and old, fellow people of the world, this is Brother James Brown. Some people said Mr. Brown. Some just said my little brother. Now I hope you don't mind, but I'd like a few moments of your precious time. Sit down, check it out, to share some thoughts that I had the other night. As I was sitting at home late one evening on my own, just relaxing, you know, laying back, I didn't even have the TV on. It was quiet and still inside, and I could hear the faint echoes of the world outside, which somehow started me thinking, meditating. Where we come from, nobody really knows, but we all have our God, our people we believe in. Nobody really knows, though, but time itself. With a long list of lost souls that have come and gone before, but are not now, no more. Then fate decided it was time to open your door. So roll up, roll up. Come and take a step onto this path of life, and let's see what we can get in our continuous search for happiness and success. While we are looking at the outside world, we should also be looking to ourselves. Where there's a wealth of knowledge and information that will help you deal with life's tricky situations. But somehow, a lot of that alone cannot save you. Because now there are some things in life that you have to do. For money, it's not funny. If you ain't got none, because you know right now you really need some. Unless you want to go hungry, have nowhere to live, with no clothes on your back, because they don't come for free. And it doesn't matter if you're a pauper or a millionaire, if you're broke and busted, man or child, you gotta make the cash somewhere, some way, somehow. So what would it be? Honest hard work or begging a dime, selling your soul or committing a crime, while some get an education to enhance the mind so they can understand the system and try to find the right solution with no confusion. Not to be fooled by life's illusion, don't go for the hype, so they can find the right conclusions. What a shame, what a shame. We don't all have the right intentions, but some are quite blatant in their hostile attempts to try and hold back what they cannot understand. But others smile in your face and offer you a so-called helping hand. So beware, my people, it's rough out there in this not-so-big outside world, getting smaller and smaller every day because of satellite looking down on you, brother, man, sister, lady, as we see it day by day, slowly turn from a place to live to a place where death comes cheap. And some people just don't seem to care about what they're doing or where they're going, or just wishing they could get out of here and go somewhere else, hey, maybe a million miles away, like in your dreams. You heard that? Maybe a million miles away, like in your dreams, where everything seems to be okay. You know, but maybe we don't need to go so far, but we could change it all right here and now, today. Today, if we really wanted to, if we really felt that way, by turning hate and anger inside out to create something new, like laughter and all good things that we're not used to. to. If we could forget the pain, the frustration, resist the urges to aid the bad situations, then maybe then we can make a little headroom. And if it happened right now, it wouldn't be a moment too soon. Not a bit too soon, because the sooner the better for all of us. Then we can live a life in which we can trust that all will do their best, and at least trying to help create a new world in which there's much less of what makes the world seem to be bad today, because happiness is only a moment's thought away. Did you hear me? Because happiness is only a moment's thought away. You know, when I think of England, France, Germany, when I think of Russia, Africa, when I think of the Mideast, brothers, cousins and sisters fighting and killing each other, when I think of Australia with their own personal problems, when I think of the United States suffering with all the major problems that are hurting each and every day, when I think of South America, when I think of the little countries that we don't hear about, hey, I say to you, just take a moment of your time, a minute, a second, to care. Think. I love you, world. Goodbye. So long. Until the next time.